I'll be your number one with a bullet. Written by Sato. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Final Fantasy 15. Category, Gen. Rating, teen and up. Also tagged for POV Outsider, Bamf Prompto, and Training. Show me how to lie, you're getting better all the time, and turning all against one is an art that's hard to teach. Another clever word sets off an unsuspecting herd, and as you step back in the line, a mob jumps to their feet. Now dance, fucker, dance, man. Orion felt the thrum of excitement racing in his blood, almost bouncing on his toes. Today was finally the day, the beginning of Crown's Guard training. Ever since he was 6 years old, he wanted nothing more than to join Crown's Guard, and now 20 years later, he was finally achieving his dream. They gathered here, early one morning, in one of the many training grounds in the Citadel. Orion could see it was a decently large group. Easily over 30 people. 34? 35? A hush fell over the crowd as the marshal, Kor the Immortal himself, stepped out to the front of the room. Following behind him was a teenager. Orion raised an eyebrow. Did the marshal bring his kid with him to work? Welcome, Kor said. You're all here today because you wished to join the Crown's Guard and have made it through our first round of checks. Yeah, the background checks were something exceptionally painful, in Orion's opinion. They took forever. He waited almost a year to receive word that he was in the clear. Then there was a spar test against Lord Gladiolus Amasidia, the Prince's Shield, and eventually, one day, the leader of the Crown's Guard. Kor looked out at 30-plus Crown's Guard hopefuls with a flat, piercing stare. This is Prompto Argentum, he said, gesturing to the young blonde-haired teen standing next to him. He's a part of His Highness's retinue. If you manage to land a hit on him, you can skip basic training and move to advance. Someone in the crowd snickered as the rest of them stared, skeptical. Prompto was built like a stick, just waiting for someone to snap him in half. There was no way the marshal was serious. Orion couldn't believe it. This boy was part of His Highness's retinue? What, did they just let anyone off the streets join? Are you serious, sir? Someone shouted. Absolutely, Kor said. He handed Prompto a gun and a box. Argentum here will be using a paint gun. The bullets, while only filled with paint, still hurt like hell. If he lands a fatal hit on you, you're out. If it's non-critical, such as a leg or an arm, you may continue. You're welcome to use any weapons you brought with you. Thank you, sir, Prompto said, with a wide smile and a chirp in his voice. Wow, they were going to destroy this guy. What, did they just need a massive group of people to become Crown's Guard or something? What chance did a kid have against 30 adults? On top of that, they could use their live weapons? Orion was carrying a dagger, and he could see more than a few people in the crowd lugging pole arms and swords. Kor moved to the side. Begin. Bang, 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 bang. 6 headshots. You're out. Gratus, Protus, Curio, Crispin, Equistasius, Navius, Kor called out. Everyone stared, stunned at the blue paint dripping from the foreheads of 6 of their group. It was a mistake. Because in those few previous seconds that they stood there staring, Argentum reloaded. Another 6 bangs went off. Another 6 headshots. Scaevola, Lucio, Faustus, Elrius, Amphion, Quarto, you're dead. The rest of you better get moving before Argentum decides you're all standing targets. Cor intoned, bored. Orion moved, ducking as another rain of bullets was let loose by Argentum. Shit, the kid was fast! Fuck! At 22 people, they were too large of a group. They couldn't all attack Argentum at the same time without hurting themselves. A woman charged at Argentum, her broadsword swung high. Argentum neatly jumped out of the way, catching her in the chest with a bullet. Glaucia, you're dead, Cor called out. Another headshot. Aetius, you're dead. 10 people down and what? Barely a minute had passed? Argentum pounced, catching a bulky man from behind in the sleeper hold. He rolled away, dodging the sword from a black-haired man. Another bang from his gun, and the swordsman stumbled backwards from yet another headshot. Snapneck, you're out, Crecius. Headshot, you're dead, Bato. Orion charged forward, sensing an opening. Argentum ducked, weaving away from Orion's strikes, and fired 2 bullets. It was only his quick reflexes that saved Orion from a headshot. He deflected the first one with his dagger and twisted just in time for the second to only graze him on the arm, splattering blue paint across his sleeve. Orion grit his teeth. If that was a real bullet, it would have disabled his dominant arm. Argentum cackled, backflipping away and somehow reloading in the process. Another 6 bangs and 6 more people fell to his headshots. 18 people down. The kid was already halfway through their group. A brown-haired woman tried to sneak up behind him, but Argentum pivoted, a roundhouse kick that sent her flying into a taller polearm-carrying man. 2 more bullets, buried one in her chest and another headshot in the man she had crashed into. Chest shot, assuming that kick didn't break your ribs, Nanius. Headshot, Brutus, you're dead. Cor called out. Argentum darted forward, taking down another in a sleeper hold and following it up with a shot to the chest in the second and another roundhouse kick in the third. Bullets let loose. Orion cursed at the fact that someone was actually carrying a real gun to use for training. Argentum, on the other hand, dodged and weaved like dancing. A dagger went flying at him from a small woman. Argentum caught it mid-flight, placed a headshot in the gunner, and used the dagger to block the blow from a polearm user. The big guy with the broadsword should have attacked me, Argentum quipped. He fired, point blank, at the polearm user's face, who went stumbling back. Pertinax, you're dead. Only 5 left, Cor called out. Orion swore. There weren't any openings, and only 5 of them left. The small woman with daggers, the big guy with the broadsword, a lean man with no weapons, and a lady with a sword. We should team up. Try and create an opening, Orion hissed at his 4 remaining companions. So you can skip ahead and leave the rest of us behind? The lean man snapped. No way! No, he's got a point. We can't afford to underestimate the kid anymore, the lady with the sword said. The lean man scowled. That's... He didn't get a chance to finish before Argentum crossed the room in a flash, delivering a swift uppercut to his chin. And, for good measure, he shot him point blank in the throat. Orion cursed, jumping back. The big guy with the broadsword swung downward with all his power. Argentum just backflipped away, pushing off the ground and twisted midair and fired. Bang! Another headshot. 2 more down, Cor called out. Malchus, Catalus, you're out. Orion raced forward. From behind, the lady with the sword charged, the 2 of them trying to catch Argentum in a pincer attack. Then Argentum grabbed the broadsword and swung. Orion mentally balked. Where did this kid get the strength to wield that thing? He managed to twist, awkwardly landing on his foot to avoid the swing. The lady with the sword wasn't so lucky, and the flat side of the broadsword slammed into her, sending her flying. Out, Casca! Cor called out. Fuck, fuck! That just left Orion and the small woman with daggers. Bang! Scratch that! Only Orion was left! Argentum grinned at him. Coming, dude? Orion scowled. He pulled out his backup dagger, twirling both in his hands, and swung. Argentum blocked the first swing with his gun, knocked Orion's second arm with a quick block, changing the direction of his second swing. Orion felt the wind knocked out of him with a swift kick to his chest, knocking him back. He had no time to recover, just looking up in time to see Argentum level his gun and fire. Orion flew backwards, hissing in pain as the bullet hit his head. "And Servatius, you're dead. That's everyone," Kor called out. "Done, sir," Argentum said, coming to join Kor. Kor smirked as groans filled the room. Orion struggled to sit up. "Congratulations, Prompto," Kor said. His tone sounded fond. 4 minutes and 27 seconds. That's your fastest record."
4 minutes? That was only 4 minutes? Orion felt like he'd been fighting for an hour.
A chill went down his spine when he realized that the only person Argentum hadn't hit with one bullet was him. Everyone else, it had been a fatal, critical shot on the first try.
Holy astrals! How good was this kid?
Kor glared at the rest of them. "As for the rest of you, that was pitiful. I've never seen Argentum take down a group this fast before. All of you will report to basic training starting tomorrow. If any of you wish to quit, simply don't show up. Understood?"
"Yes, sir,"
Orion managed to shout. He was one of the few that could, a fact that clearly annoyed the marshal.
"Dismissed, then," Kor said.
Argentum gave him a cheery wave and was out the door.
"See you later, Marshal."
"For the record," Kor said, once Argentum was gone, "your final exam for basic is against Argentum, and that time he'll have access to all his weapons and techniques."
"All his weapons and techniques?"
Orion swallowed hard.
Maybe he wasn't cut out for the Crown's Guard after all.
The end. If you enjoy this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Author's notes. I needed more Bamp Prompto in my life. Look, when the cards are down, Prompto goes straight from Sunshine Child to No Hesitation Trigger Happy. People need to realize that. And what better way to prove that Noctis's retinue earned their placement? By the way, the final exam for Advanced is against Ignis, who has access to all the magic flasks in Armiger. Bring on the fire!